This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we identified a number of believers present during Jesus Christ's trial, judgment, and crucifixion. Were you surprised that Joseph of Arimathea was a believer? Remember, it was the council that masterminded the crucifixion of Jesus. Joseph was a prominent member of the council. But Mark says he himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, verse 43. It's not clear if he ever articulated his conviction, but now he threw all reserve aside, went in boldly to Pilate, and asked for Jesus' body. Sometimes our faith is not noticed by others until we're faced with a crisis and make a decision one way or another. Remember the centurion, probably the one in charge of all that took place at the Praetorium and Golgotha? There must have been a struggle going on in his heart as the tragic events unfolded before him. Surely he heard all that Jesus said while suffering at the hands of his soldiers and while hanging on the cross. Don't forget, Jesus prayed that God would forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing. Somehow the light of Christ's life and witness penetrated his heart, and he confessed, "Surely this man was the Son of God." When it seems as though the forces of darkness have the upper hand and key individuals of the opposition make things go from bad to worse, that precisely is when God often does his most marvelous work. He transforms unlikely individuals into instruments he can use to further his kingdom. Let this portion give you encouragement to press on in sharing your faith, even when you feel it's hopeless.